We stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son.
Good evening and welcome to another study here, another lesson on fighting for family. I'm Pastor Andrew McAfee, pastor of White Oak Independent Baptist Church in Warrior, Alabama. And I'm going to pray here. We're going to read a verse of scripture and get into the study tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. God, we thank you for being a great God and a great Savior to us. And Father, we thank you for the privilege and honor that we have to be able to come before you in prayer, Lord, and be able to seek your help, Father. We thank you for the precious word that you've given us, Lord, as a guide and as a light, and Father, as an instruction manual for the home and the church. And Father, we pray tonight, God, that you would bless the study. Lord, we pray that you'd be pleased with it. God, help us to not only be hearers of the word, but doers. And Father, we pray that you get all the glory, the praise, and honor out of everything that's said and done. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, so we're gonna continue our lesson on fighting for family tonight. And I'm going to read one verse here, and then I'd like to kind of go over what we covered last week just a little bit. The Bible says in Psalms 127, verse 1, "Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain." It's very important that we realize that the Lord Jesus Christ has to be the one to build the house. Our foundation has to be the Word of God. Now, last week, we spent some time looking at the attack on the home. We looked at the moral attack, and we looked at the social attack against the home. We looked at attack on marriages and attack on children, and just how everything that's set up in society has been aimed at attacking the home and attacking marriages, attacking biblical marriages and attacking children and education. And I came across a document a few weeks ago as I was preaching a meeting on the home, and a preacher came up and gave this to me, and I was able to finally get it out and really pay attention to it. And I wish I'd have had it last week during the broad, during the lesson, but I didn't. So I'd like to try to show you a couple things here when we're talking about the attack of the home. And I'm going to give you these, and then we'll move on to the next part of the lesson on some things that should be seen in the home. But I really think this is important for us to understand. The Bible has told us that in the last days, perilous times shall come. It's told us that things are going to wax worse and worse. It's told us that there's going to be Christians and believers depart from the faith and giving heed, paying attention to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Bible's warned us about these things, but most Christians are ignorant of them because they don't spend time in their Bible. They don't read. They don't pay attention. They don't spend time in their Bible. They're too busy and obsessing over social media and what's going on in society to take time to read their Bible and understand what's happening. But there has been an agenda for a long time. The devil had an agenda way back in the Garden of Eden. And his agenda was to take the hearts and the minds of God's creation, Adam and Eve, and take them off of God and off of the creation and put them on, or off the Creator and put them on the creation and put them on themselves. And he was successful in doing that in the garden. He's been doing it ever since. This paper here that I have before me is on Congressional Record. It's a paper entitled "Current Communist Goals." This was read in the House of Representatives on Thursday, January the 10th of 1963. January 10th, 1963, House of Representatives. This is on Congressional Record, "Current Communist Goals." Now, I'm not going to go over all of these for sake of time. I believe that every one of these things are a direct attack against the church, and it's a direct attack against the homes and in the family of God. But I'm not going to go over all of them for sake of time. And if you would like to see a copy of this as we go through here, and you would like a copy of it, you can contact us through our website, whiteoakibc.com, or through the social media there, White Oak Independent Baptist Church. But there has been a great attack on the home ever since the very beginning. And now we've got a group that want to erase God from everything. All right? And we should not be ignorant of this. If you read your Bible and you study your Bible, we've seen this coming. This should not take anybody by surprise. But everything that we see going on in the streets of America, and we see going on with the youth of America, and even older people that you would think would have a little bit of sense about them, don't have any because they're falling for some of these things. And a lot of Christians are acting like this is a great big surprise. But it's been a great attack on the home and a great attack on the church. And this was read, again, Thursday, January 10th, 1963, in the House of Representatives. It's called Current Communist Goals. Again, I'm not going to read all of them for sake of time. I believe just about every, if not everything on this list that I'm going to read, and even the ones I'm not going to read, have taken place. I mean, we're there. We're seeing this stuff played out in our country. But I'm particularly interested in the ones that are a direct attack on the home. Every one of these, I believe, are a general attack on the home and the church. But there's some in here that's a direct attack on a biblical Christian home. And we need to be aware of these things and understand them. Number 17 on the list, number 17, is get control of the schools. Use them as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Talking about the Communist Party. All right, that is a goal that they had, and I believe they've achieved it. These schools today are producing textbooks, and they're producing material and teaching to students as young as elementary and as young as grade school. They're teaching them things that those age groups should never be taught. They're teaching them things on sex and sex education. I mean, why in the world would a 5- and 6-year-old need to learn about those things? But again, in this list, we see why. But they tried to get control of the schools, and I believe they've been successful, especially in the higher education and your secular and even private schools. They've been successful at doing these things. And we're talking about the attack of the home, all right? And so that they use schools as a transmission belt for socialism and current communist goals and propaganda. What we're seeing going on in the streets today, our colleges are producing these individuals. They go into school to be a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever they feel like they're wanting to go be, and they come out holding signs, and we're going to see more of that in here. All right, number 18, gain control of all student papers. Now, again, I'm not going to go over each one of these for sake of time because we could spend a lot of time on them, but every one of these things are to try to get to our children. I am a strong believer in homeschooling, and I'm not just talking about the public school homeschool option that we're seeing now because they're beginning to realize that people want to homeschool, so now the public school is going to offer it. Of course, they want to teach what they want to teach. I'm talking about Bible-believing, King James Bible-believing curriculums and teaching them from home. Parents, it's our responsibility. God gave them, the children, to us as a great responsibility to train them up in the way that they should go, not the way they want to go, not the way the world wants to go, but the way they should go, the direction the Bible wants them to go in. And it's our responsibility to teach our children, not the government. Because this is where this leads to. What you see going on in society is exactly where it leads to. It leads to a great falling away and apostate of the church and of Christians. All right? Number 19, use students' riots to foment public protest against programs or organizations which are under communist attack. Also known as the church. Also known as the Word of God. Also known as the patriots and people in our country that still stand for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Use student riots to protest against these things. We're seeing this happen. This was read on January 10th of 1963 in the House of Representatives. It shouldn't be catching us by surprise. Number 20, infiltrate the press. All right, we've seen that happen. Man, they're all in the press. Just about every major news network. get control of book review assignments, editorial writings, policy making positions. Number 21, gain control of key positions in radio, TV, motion pictures. We've seen all that happen. We should not be caught by surprise. At the same time, we should protect our family and realize that the family unit's under attack and the church is under attack, and not participate in the radio, TV, and motion pictures, and not allow our children and our wives and our families to be programmed by watching these things. I mean, there's an agenda they're trying to push, and we know that they flat out said it right here. This is what we're trying to do. And so why would we be ignorant about that? And why would we allow our children and our families and our wives and us husbands to fall under the attack of the devil by putting ourselves in positions to be shown and programmed some of these things? We've got to be careful with that. Number 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. They're ripping down the monuments that have been set up, the landmarks that have been set up for our country. They're ripping them down. It says here that an America's communist cells are told to eliminate all good sculptures from parks and buildings and substitute with shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Have you ever gone through an airport or gone through a public location and there's just some obscure piece of metal sitting there that means absolutely nothing? Thursday, January 10th, 1963, communist goals. Let's do away with American history. Let's do away with landmarks. Let's do away with sculptures of great men and women that have given their life for our country, or they did some great thing, or that were Christians. And let's put up some meaningless, awkward, just forms. We're seeing that happen. We're seeing it happen in our churches. They're removing church off the sign. They're removing the Bibles out of the church and just replacing it with meaningless things. Number 23. Number 23. Control art critics and directors of art museums. I'm not going to go into all that. Their plan was to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Man, we're seeing that today. It's just mindless. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. We're seeing that too. We've got all this hate speech now. All right. Breaking down, number 25, breaking down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. You cannot watch daytime television or nighttime television on local networks anymore because of the pornography, the obscenity, and all the stuff that you see on there. They're pushing this stuff. They're And so we're seeing these things take place. All right. Number 26, present homosexuality and promiscuity as normal, natural health, healthy habits. I mean, we're seeing these things take place. These are all attacks on the home. And again, I can't spend time on every one of these, but I just want you to be aware of it. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. The Bible said in the last days there will be people that were having itching ears, and they want teachers and not preachers. Well, these are all part of the communist goals. Attack on the home, attack on the church. Number 28, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression. This was read in 1963. In 1963 and 1962, we saw where they removed prayers from the schools just 1 year earlier. All right. Number 29, discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations and worldwide bases. They're attacking the Constitution right now. In the state of Alabama, there was a vote on this last ballot that said something along the lines of removing racist language. But what that was they want to rewrite the Constitution for Alabama. that's coming to our country. They're going to want to rewrite the whole thing, and people just voted to allow that, and saying that they're going to, you know, remove racist language. It's just antiquated language. But now they're going to rewrite the Constitution of the state of Alabama, and it's coming to the country too. Just watch. Number 30, discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. You know what they're calling our founding fathers? They're calling them racists. They're calling them all these names, all these ingenuine, just rude, selfish names, and that this is all a part of the plan. So what does it have to do with the church and the family? It has everything to do with it. Number 31, belittle all forms of American culture. Discourage the teaching of American history. We're seeing all that take place. In church, Christians, families, we're under great attack. I hope you understand the seriousness of this thing. Now again, I can't read all this for sake of time. There's so much more. Number 39, dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a mean of gaining control over those who oppose the communist goals. They're after the mind. And the devil, if he can't have your soul, he wants your mind. He went after Eve's mind. He went after her intellect. And that's exactly what he's doing today. And now, it don't matter what you go to the doctor for, they're going to give you some kind of medicine. And most every one of them are mind-altering medicines. And they're trying to dominate the psychiatric profession. And that's exactly what they're doing. Every time you hear somebody going to a school and shooting up kids, or they're going to a theater, or they're going into wherever, a crowd shooting up, what's the first thing they go to? It was mental. He had mental problems. I think it's a heart problem as well as a mental problem. We need the Lord Jesus Christ, man. This is a Christless society. We're seeing these things take place. All right, number 40, and this is what I wanted to get to. I know I've taken up a lot of time on this. Number 40, discredit. This is in the paper. Number 40, discredit the family as an institution. Did you hear what I just said? Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage easy divorce. They want to encourage loose living. They want to encourage easy divorce. It's easier to get divorced today than it ever has been. I talked to a man just this morning that mentioned a guy that we grew up with that's been married 3 or 4 times. And his wife just comes home one day and he was cheating on her and just he wasn't being faithful to her, and all this is being encouraged. It's all a part of the plan. All thanks to television and social media and all these things that pervert our minds. And it's so easy. I just go. I can get a divorce just like that. It's so easy. That's what the devil wants you to think. It's just easy. It's better on the other side. Move on. This is number 40. Discredit the family as an institution. Oh, Hillary Clinton and all those other people and whatever her name is, Nancy Pelosi, talking about it just takes a village to raise the children, all this stuff. They're trying to destroy the family unit. They're trying to destroy the roles of a father and a mother and children. And everybody has a place and everybody has an order and God will bless it and God will use it. And they're trying to destroy that. At the end of the day, the devil wants the souls of men. And those that are saved, he can't have your soul. He's going to go after your mind and your body and your testimony so he can get to the souls of your children. If he can't get to them, he's going to try to get to the souls of your grandchildren, and he will not stop. We have to understand that this thing's under attack. Number 41, emphasize the need to raise children. It's all right here on the list. Number 41, emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudice, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. We have more children today that are on antidepressant medicine and they're on attention deficit disorder medicine than we've ever had in the history of the world and the history of church. I'm talking about in churches. There's children that are on these things. And you say you're discrediting some legit reasons that people need to be on. And I don't know nothing about that. I mean, if somebody's got a serious medical condition, I just know that years ago it wasn't a problem. years ago, biblical discipline solved a lot of things. Going outside and playing and running around and wearing yourself out, playing outdoors and getting in the dirt and getting muddy, settled a lot of things down. I mean, they could come in and lay down just fine. But no, they sit behind a screen like this all day like zombies, and they got all this built-up energy, and they throw fits and do all these things. And parents, you're the ones that handed it to them. And so because we can't control them, because they're out of control and we can't calm them down, and they throw tantrums and fits, we're going to put them on some kind of medicine. That's all a part of the plan. We don't need to be ignorant of these things. Raising children away from negative influence of parents. A Christian home, a father that is in submission to their pastor, to the Bible, to the Lord Jesus Christ, a mother that's in subjection to her husband, in submission to him, and children that are in submission to their parents, is looked at as a negative, bad thing. Children now are being raised, they're brought up from birth. They're allowing them to decide later what sex they're going to be. That's an awful, awful thing. Man, what an awful thing. God gave you those children to raise them in his nurture and admonition, and to raise them up in the way they ought to go. So what way is the ought to go? The Bible way. That's the way they ought to go. And not in the way they want to go, or the way you want to go, or the way the government or the world wants them to go. It's our responsibility. We're seeing all these things take place. All right, number 42. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects, of the American tradition, that students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, and social problems. They're creating this where that they want you to protest, they want you violence, they want insurrection, and that is what you're supposed to do when you're not happy. When you want to see things change, when you want to solve problems, that's what you do. That's what they're teaching them. There's more on here. I can't go over all this. I just want you to understand the great attack that the home is under. And parents, we have to be vigilant. We have to be wise. We need wisdom from the Word of God. And we need the knowledge and discernment to raise our children to please God and to raise them to protect them from the attacks of the devil. I'm telling you, one of the biggest mistakes we've ever made in our homes is just handing a child one of these and letting him do what he wants to do on it, or her. What a great mistake. Our children today are being taught that, you know, they put signs on their doors at 8 years old that says, stay out of my room. And they're being encouraged. You're your own person. You need to make your own decisions. It's exactly what the devil and Satan did to Eve in the garden. He said that he lied about God and said that you won't surely die. And we know the story back there. I'm not going to go back over it for sake of time. But I'm just telling you today that we need to be careful. We are under a great attack. And I've spent too much time on that. And so we're going to go ahead and end the lesson tonight on that. But I just want you to be aware that we're under a great attack. And Lord willing, next week we're going to look at what is a home and some things that need to be seen in a Christian home. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being so good to us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. And Lord, we've been warned about these things in your precious word. Father, I don't need this communistic paper to tell me about the things that were coming. Lord, you've told me in your word that they're coming. And Father, I pray that we stick close to your book. Lord, stay close to church. And Father, we do right no matter what, God. Forgive us, Lord. Help us, Father, Lord, to come before you with repentance, Lord. And God, if there's any areas as a parent, as a father, as a mother, that we have not done right. And Father, help us to understand the gravity of the situation. And Lord, that we need to get back to the book more than we've ever needed it. Thank you for being a great God and a great Savior, for being my friend. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Together, as a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above. for sending his Son.